a truthful person expects to be believed. So when I say to someone, why should I believe you a second time? The truthful person is going to say, because I'm telling you the truth, because I didn't do that. Where a liar could get defensive, or the opposite, a liar could almost disengage. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. Or they could be like, I knew this was going to happen, and get in your face. Or I don't care if you believe me or you don't believe me.
Defensive.
They get defensive. Yeah. And so little teeny tells, verbal and nonverbal, leak deception cues. They say, wait a minute, there's potential deception here. I call it a hot spot. I teach people how to spot the hot spots. And then even just before we did this interview, a police officer came in and said, when we think a bad guy is lying to us, we don't know what to do in that moment. What do you say when you really think someone's lying? You may even know they're lying.
You confront them?
You have to be very careful. Number one, you never call someone a liar. And we do it all the time with our kids. I know you're lying to me. Or we might say, I'm going to ask you a question. Whatever you do, don't lie to me. Well, our brain doesn't hear the word don't. So what you just told your husband, your kid, your babysitter, your employee is lie to me. Think about it. When you're playing with a two-year-old kid, what do you say? Don't eat that broccoli. Don't you eat that broccoli. Don't you. What does the kid do? Gobbles up the broccoli. But somehow we think when that two-year-old becomes 12 or 22 or 42 that this all of a sudden no longer works, the don't principle. No. When you say don't forget to lock the front door, don't forget to lock the front door, your husband's going to forget to lock the front door. And you get mad at him, it's your fault. Because you're telling him don't forget. What do we hear? Forget to lock the front door.
It's subconscious message.
Right. So a big mistake we make with lying is don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. Instead, what parents should be saying, supervisors should be saying, bosses should be saying, vendors should be saying, doctors should be saying, law enforcement should be saying is simply, whether you tell me the truth today or you don't tell me the truth, it's up to you. Now, this is called an embedded command. I've just said what twice? Tell me the truth. Whether you want to buy me lunch today or not buy me lunch, you're going to have a free lunch because you just have planted. This goes right to someone's unconscious. And so when cops or when angry wives confront the people who are in front of them and say, don't lie to me. I know you're lying to me right now. Whatever you do, don't lie to me. You're just programming their unconscious to lie even more.